Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, 740. The Hitman and Carla, the worst name for a baby you've ever heard.
Well, this all stemmed from news that we talked about yesterday from this family that is a huge fan of Olive Garden. And they're having a baby girl here in a few months, and they're naming her Olivia Garten. And Hitman says he knew someone that named their baby Colon, not Colin. There's no I in it. C-O-L-O-N, Colon. And I actually ran into somebody, this is no lie, they had a little baby girl who they named Beverly. Not Beverly. B-E-B as in boy. Beverly. Just, you gotta look into those little baby eyes and you gotta go, oh, little baby Beverly.
Worst baby names you ever heard. Go ahead, man.
Okay, I got one for you. This was my sixth grade teacher, and his name is Richard Head.
No, it's not.
You made that up. No,
you're lying.
And it actually used to have the other word outside, because you know on the door how it's got the name on the outside.
No, don't you say it! Don't you dare say it! Don't you dare say it!
You know, I had a first grade teacher that traumatized me. Her name was Mrs. Whore.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. H-O-A-R, Mrs. Whore.
Both of you are lying.
No, I'm not lying. I had a teacher named Mrs. Whore.
You got to change your name. Richard Head, you have to change your name. Mrs. Whore, and you're a teacher?
Oh, my God. What
kids
a pair.
Are relentless.
Okay, dude, that is so funny. Richard Head. I'm moving on, and I'm not contemplating that name any further, okay?
He's just going to grow up hating his parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he hates his parents already. Can you imagine what it must be like for his tax document when they get it at the IRS office? What, this guy really hates us that much?
I mean, we can say his name, right? It's a name.
Thank you for calling. But the worst name you ever heard this morning on Power 93.5. How about you? What's the worst name you ever heard for a baby?
I don't think it's that bad, but I wanted to name my youngest son Nebius.
Isn't that like from the Bible or something?
Well, I believe Nelly Furtado's daughter's name is Nebius, but to me it sounds like a boy's name, but my family didn't like it, so I went with something else.
Okay.
But little baby Nebius.
Nebius was cool.
Yeah, so. Nebius. I like Nebius.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
The worst name for a baby you've ever heard on Power 93.5. Let's go to the power lines. Go ahead.
Jarfus. J-A-R-F-U-S.
Spell that again.
J-A-R-F-U-S.
Jarfus.
The parents didn't know how to spell. Poor guy.
Jarfus. Ooh, that's Jarfus, if you're listening.
No.
I'm with you.
No.
I'm with you, I'm saying.
No, Jarfus, it's okay, Jarfus.
You better go by Jay for short.
Yeah. Don't misspell that with the D and a U. Hey, thanks for calling, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Jarfus.
Jarfus alone.
Hello, Power 93.5, the worst name for a baby you've ever heard.
Because it's my sister, but she named her son Ruger after a gun.
That's actually kind of cool. I like that name.
Oh, a baby Ruger?
Yeah. Imagine a kid's going to grow up. He's going to be living a name. Hello, my name is Ruger.
Why is he going to talk like that? My name's Ruger.
That's not bad. I'll take Ruger. I like Ruger. Only a guy would like that, right?
Yes.
Well,
it was the father's idea.
See? There you go.
We're going to name him Ruger. I love it. That's cool. Ruger. We're getting some good names. Jarfus and Ruger. Hello, Power 93.5, the worst name for a baby you've ever heard.
Hey, my sixth grade teacher's name was Mr. Dick, okay? And that's not even the worst part about it. My grandmother worked with his wife at the hospital, and I came home one day, and my grandma was there, and she said, "Hey, do you know a Mr. Dick at your school? He's a computer tech teacher." I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You know his first name is Harry, right?" And I felt so embarrassed with that guy. So embarrassed.
I think I know that guy because it's spelled D-Y-C-K.
And he teaches out at Goddard, but I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
I think I know Mr. Dick. Nice guy. He really is a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. Yeah.
Good for Harry.
Well, hey, thanks for calling, okay?
Yeah. What are you laughing at? You know what's crazy is his grandma gave him that info.
I gotta go. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.